Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing Love Called My Name, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, Whose Name Are You Wearing? From Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 8.
Such mercy has never been known. And when he cried, "It's finished," everything changed. I will never forget that day. Love beyond measure the Savior has for me. I can't understand why he cares so much that he would die upon that old tree. He took my sin and all I had been and made my life over anew. There at the cross, his love called to me. Now that same love is calling to you. You ask me what love is. It's a man hanging on a tree.
Jesus. for these folks to think God did not, Jesus did not come into existence until Bethlehem, what you going to do with that? The us meant Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he said that they may not understand one another's speech. So has God ever messed up your plans, church? Huh? Has God ever messed up? You had it all mapped out, buddy. I mean, you had everything. You had it everything locked in. You thought, man, these are my plans. You better be careful how you make plans and you exclude God in your plans. Amen. And so without 911, there would not have been a worship service on that particular day. And the Sunday after 911, every church, including this one, was packed, jam, slam, filled. Sure. You know, we're saddened today and broken at the loss of life. Over 3,000 people lost their lives. And that just didn't include people who were in those buildings or on that plane that went down in Pennsylvania. It also included the lives of first responders that laid their life on the line for someone else. But let me tell you, folks, today the progression of independence in the hearts of men, they continue today because they want to be free from God and free from God's control and free from God's word. The world is looking at today economically and politically today that they think this is going to make the change. We've got an election coming up in a couple of months, and we think, oh, everything's going to change in America. However, for the Christian today, we should not be looking today to this election so much. We need to start looking to God's Word. We need to stop looking at Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and start looking today at the pages of God's Word and grasp from God, His Word, of spiritually what we need to do to be the people of God. Amen. The chaos that we have in our nation, it's just not from the White House and the Congress and the Senate today. What is going on today is that God has been pushed out of the culture that we've seen happen. And let me tell you what, we haven't seen it all because something greater is coming. Hallelujah. We haven't seen it all yet. God's going to deal with America. God's going to deal with the church that has ignored Him and ignored His preaching and has become casual in their Christianity and non-caring about souls dying and going to hell. God's going to deal with the church, as the Word of God declares, in a political election year. You know, if you want a side to take, I wouldn't make it the Democrats or the Republicans. I think I would take God's side. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't need to be forced to keep the spiritual life today. But we need God first in our lives in everything. Amen. The message from 911 from God is don't declare your independence of me. If it's not Jesus first, if it's not God and His Word in your life, you're missing the boat. So when we're under God's name, you're under today a divine covering. You're bearing the name above every name, amen. And when you demise today and dismiss God's name today, you become subject to the evil forces that are in this world. The question for you and the question for us today is, whose name are you wearing? Who are you living for? What's your life all about? Who are you identified with today? Joshua jumped back and said, as for me, my house, we will serve the Lord. You notice he didn't say, we will serve God. He said, we will serve the Lord, which meant that it was a relationship. And folks, we need today a relationship. So God brought about confusion amongst the people. Is your life in a state of confusion today? Because of the confusion, the people would not progress with their plans. Confusion set in. God destroyed their independence. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence. Upon the face, God has His way. From thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. Listen, if you don't hear anything else that I say today, you hear this. Don't live an unfinished life. God wants today to crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. But when you ignore Him and push Him out of your life, He can't do that. In our nation today, there's so much noise. There's the Democratic and the Republican noise. I don't even listen to it no more. It's absolutely a bunch of lies and rhetoric that is doing nothing but just trying to create division and difficulty in our nation. Then there's the white noise and the black noise. There's the rich noise and the poor noise. We're a nation more divided today than we've ever been. Honestly. And God is speaking from heaven and saying today, it ain't nothing until I say what it is and I have the last word. Amen. There's a little story that goes back years ago. There was an umpire. There was a ball game going on. And it was down to the ninth inning. It was down to who was going to win the game. This guy cracked the bat, hit the ball, circling the bases, round base one. The ball didn't go over the fence. The ball went in the outfield. The outfielder grabbed the ball as soon as he could get to it, and he would hurl that ball back to the guy at second base, and he would hurl the ball into home plate. And this guy circles around second base, third base, and here he makes his approach. He's coming home. He's running for all he can. I mean, sweat's pouring off of him. He's doing everything that he can do, and he slides in, and all of a sudden, the bench for the batter is off the bench, and they say, "He's safe! He's safe! We win!" And for the opposing team that's defending, they said, "He's out! He's out! We win the game." Well, they started feuding and fussing and bickering and cussing and everything else. Ball games, you got to watch them. They can bring out the worst in you. And the umpire standing there, big man, about 6'9". He jerks off his mask. He throws it on the ground. And he says, "Everybody shut up! Shut up!" He said, "The call rests with me. And the game is not over until I say it's over." And friend, let me tell you what. God today is saying, it's not over because I have the last word. The umpire said, "I make the decision who's safe and who's out." And let me tell you what, we've got a God today that's standing in heaven, seated on the throne, and He's the God that has the last word. Amen. Whose name are you wearing? Who do you belong to today? And who are you serving? That's the question. I invite you to come to Jesus today. Lose your independence and gain your dependence upon the Lord God, and let Him make the difference in your life. Father, we thank You for the Word, the attentiveness of Your people, the proclamation of the truth that sets us free.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.